Oasis Audio presents Forgiving Our Fathers and Mothers by Leslie Leyland Fields and Dr. Jill Hubbard. Read for you by Tavia Gilbert. Introduction. In the desert, I saw a creature, naked, bestial, who, squatting upon the ground, held his heart in his hands and ate of it. I said, "Is it good, friend?" "It is bitter, bitter," he answered, "but I like it because it is bitter, and because it is my heart." Stephen Crane. I hadn't seen my father for 10 years. I had no photographs of him at all, and just a vague memory of his face the last time I saw him. When we pulled up to the VA housing complex in Sarasota in our rented van, Duncan saw him first. "There he is." He tipped his head to point. I turned my eyes slowly to follow his gaze, almost not wanting to look. A man was standing under the awning of the complex. It was him. I saw his dark skin, his head, nearly bald, distinctively square, with a barely visible neck. He was just as I remembered, but bigger, maybe 40 pounds heavier than the last time. He was wearing shorts and a striped jersey, the shirt taut over his belly. I stared at him, suddenly frozen. What do I do? I thought. How do I play this scene? Loving daughter greeting long-lost father? Kind daughter bringing her children to meet their grandfather for the first time? Angry daughter wanting just a few words from her silent father? The van stopped. I got out slowly, carrying my youngest, and opened the side doors for the others. The rest of the kids piled out. 5 more, one after another, like some silly cartoon.